This next section is I wake up happy. When you're going to bed, when you handwrite, I wake up happy. You feel happy before you even go to sleep. If you cannot achieve feeling happy with this statement now, investigate, research, why not? What energy are you feeling and why are you feeling it? Take this time right now to transform that less than love energy to love and feel the happiness before you go to sleep. Implementing this energy and setting this intention before you go to sleep supports you to release the need to worry. You know how when you're worrying about something, you know how that feels? Something's on your mind and you finally go to sleep, but when you wake up, everything is okay for just a moment and then you remember. Using your empowerment journal, using your energy to write out this statement before sleeping, when you wake up and remember, it doesn't have that same fear, anxious energy. And I say that with full confidence because you take your power back when you immerse yourself in the energy of handwriting step by step through each section of this journal. Fear cannot control you when you're aware of your energy and you take the action steps to sustain love or above energy. You are in control. And working with your, when you're working with your angelic team, it just makes it easier. But I do want to say, when we've done the Game of Life Mastery programs, we set the intention to create a happier life. That was what our intention was with the program. When we set an intention to be happier than we are now, we have to remember there's a reason that we're not the happy that we want to be. And when we set the intention to be happier than we are now, there are consequences to that. There are side effects. Just like taking a drug, there's a bunch of side effects. Well, when we set the intention to wake up happy, this whole thing, the whole journal, we've set the intention to improve our lives. Things are going to happen that we're going to be triggered. We're going to have adversity show up in a way that reveals to us the pain and suffering that we've buried in our subconscious. I really want to support you to understand that these things are not coming up to punish you. Years ago, every time I would try to improve my life, you know, I'd just get so far. Everything would be wonderful. I'd have all these wonderful blessings, blessings, blessings. And then I'd get whammied with adversity, blindsided, boom, right upside my head. And there were times that I just wanted to throw up my hands and say, this is too hard because every time I try to improve my life, all this crap comes up. And then I found out that all that stuff that was coming up wasn't trying to punish me. It was going, over here, look at me over here. I'm some painful energy you need to heal. So the act of observing that I've repeated ad nauseum here in our workshop, observing that energy, it starts to lose its power. You get blindsided by adversity, face it, eyeball to eyeball, and it starts to lose its power. Give it a name. What am I feeling? I'm feeling anxious. Ooh, okay. Well, what's supporting that energy? Ooh, anger. Face the anger. What's supporting that energy? Oh, there's some betrayal in there. Facing the energy that's uncomfortable, it immediately starts to lose its power. And sometimes that's just facing it is enough and it's done. Other times you have to look at it a little bit more, following the breadcrumbs of the energy. And I don't have my breadcrumb of energy as a bonus in this program, but I will add it. And when you meditate and you're in that love vibration and you look at those things of adversity, you start to transform that neural pathway of belief. You start to change it to love from the meditation So there are different ways to rewrite those neural pathways of belief, whether it's following the breadcrumbs or through meditation, through the love vibration directly. You have so much power. But be aware when adversity pops right up in your face, it's not trying to punish you. It's a sign that what you're intending is actually working. And face that adversity with strength and stamina. And if you're really tired, just put a pin in it till you can rest and then you can look at it. Because when we're tired, it's really easy for fear to come in and take control. So be gentle with yourself. Recognize, ask yourself, am I tired? And if you're at that point, the answer is always going to be yes. Just put a pin in whatever happened. I'll come back to this when I'm rested and stronger. And sometimes when you come back, it's all gone. It's all healed. Other times you just follow those breadcrumbs or go into meditation with it. Clear it out that way. Transform it to love. You can do it. And ask your angels to help. Let's see, and that's the next section about my worry angel being employed.